The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Iowa State head coach Matt Campbell did not vote for the Hawkeyes in the final coaches poll. What's up with that?
John, it's the coaches poll. No coaches actually vote in the coaches poll. It's essentially the participation trophy of polls.
Live from WHO HD, it's Sound Off with Keith Murphy and John Sears. Featuring Andy Fales with What's Bugging Andy. Now, get ready to Sound Off.
Welcome into Sound Off. John Sears, Michael Admire, filling in for Keith Murphy. And the ironic thing is, Keith is actually in California. He was scoping out the Holiday Bowl, wanting to see if the Hawkeyes were going to go there. But
it's a pointless scouting report. He'll just have to send it to Minnesota now.
He was so sure that the Hawkeyes were going to be playing in the Holiday Bowl. They hadn't been there in 25 years. He thought that's where they're going. He's going to go there a couple weeks early, check it out, make sure we got our footing on the ground when we get there. And now he's just
left
us.
And that's the way it looked until the Outback Bowl swooped in and stole Cinderella at the bowl. They stole the Hawkeyes over Nebraska. And
that's not a bad thing.
In a couple weeks we'll replace this set for beaches. You and I, we're going down.
I hope so. Hopefully it's better weather than in 2014 when it was rainy all week.
Miserable.
Hot topic. That is the hot topic of the night. It is another bowl game for the Hawkeyes in Tampa. After a strong finish to the season, Iowa is heading back to the Outback. The Hawkeyes will take on 17th-ranked Florida on January 2nd. This is the fifth Outback Bowl trip for Iowa. Can the Hawkeyes end the postseason losing streak? They've lost four bowl games in a row. Give us your thoughts on the matchup against the Gators or anything else, basketball, NFL, whatever. 282-9010. Let's sound off. The Hawkeyes are heading to the Outback Bowl for the fifth time in 13 years. Tampa loves Iowa. Hard to beat Florida in December. I'll be honest, I did not see this a month ago. No one did. Heck, the Outback Bowl wasn't even on the radar till about 10 days ago. Credit Iowa for finishing and not packing it in. They deserve a January Bowl. Kirk Ferentz has now taken Iowa to 10 January Bowl games, 14 total bowls in 18 years. Ferentz may never be loved like Hayden Fry, but when it's all said and done, Kirk will be Iowa's greatest coach of all time. The Outback Bowl is great, but most fans I heard from wanted the Music City Bowl, cheaper and drivable. Plus, Nashville is new territory. I have no problem with the committee putting Ohio State in the college football playoff over Penn State. The Nittany Lions had two losses. Ohio State, one. Yes, I get the Buckeyes' one loss was to Penn State, but you have to look at the full body of work. If not, then they might as well have ranked Iowa ahead of Michigan. Now, because of the controversy, I have no doubt someday the playoff will be expanded to eight teams. Five conference champs, three at-large bids. That's what needs to be done. Hard for the committee to preach about winning conference championships when there are five power conferences and only four spots in the playoff. Josie Jewell was snubbed. The Hawkeye junior is somehow a finalist for the Butkus Award, given to the best linebacker in the country, but not one of the top three linebackers in the Big Ten. Doesn't make sense. As expected, Alan Lazard is returning for his senior season. Good decision. Lazard is Iowa State's MVP, but still not quite ready for the NFL. Speed and consistency. Alan is primed for a huge senior season. How bad is Iowa basketball? What's that? Nebraska Omaha just scored again. Have you seen a worse defensive team? They've played eight games. Four teams have scored over 90 points. The Hawkeyes are a bubble team for the NIT.
I saw that in person.
Brutal.
John, I think Iowa's defensive problem is all up here and here. The Hawkeyes' rebounding margin is 239th in the country. That's attitude. Iowa gave up 40 points in the paint. That's effort. The College Football Playoff Committee got it right and wrong. Their mission is to find the four best teams, which they did. But the committee is also supposed to put an emphasis on conference championships and preserve the regular season. This whole thing is one big contradiction, especially with how conferences are structured. Some conferences have 14, 12, 10 teams. Some don't even have a conference. This isn't a committee problem, it's a college football problem. Until there's uniformity and rules structuring the schedule, then the committee controversy is what we'll have. I've thoroughly enjoyed covering this year's Hawkeye football team. For three quarters, their games are boring as hell.
Boring.
But that's what works. At 5-4, this team could have checked out, but their seniors and coaches didn't quit. That's the type of team any fan should be proud to call their own. On the other hand, no one should be proud to call hashtag Team Coconut Shrimp their team, especially when Team Bloomin' Onion is your rival. There's no argument here. Coconut sucks. Bloomin' Onions are the best. Here's one thing I know we'll all agree on. Cancer has taken far too many people that I care about. That's why I loved Eric Berry's huge middle finger to cancer. Last year in Atlanta, Berry was treated for Hodgkin's lymphoma. Today, Berry was back in Atlanta where he returned two interceptions, one for a touchdown, one for a two-point conversion. The Chiefs won, but more importantly, cancer lost.
Well said, well said. If you want to give us a call, 282-9010. Hawkeyes going to the Outback Bowl, but right now we got some Cyclone fans want to talk about the Iowa State basketball.
It's Cy-Hawk week, too.
It is Cy-Hawk week on Thursday. That'll be a fun game as well. Let's start with Tim in Ames. Timmy in Ames, got a question about the Iowa State basketball team. Timmy.
Yeah, I sure do. I was just wondering, man, do you think Nance Long should be starting still? It's almost like he's not trying to help the offense. It's almost like he's getting.
I was going to say, we got something.
He's getting into.
Timmy, he's struggling a little bit right now. He is struggling, but you got to start him. He's a senior, and he's one of your best shooters. He's going to come around.
Naz is coming off two major hip surgeries. He's healthy. He wants to be in there. He wants to be playing well, but, yeah, he's struggling right now. Shooters got to keep shooting. Naz will get right. He's the heart and soul of this team.
No kidding. Jordan in Beardale. I want to talk Iowa State basketball as well. Jordan, what's your thoughts on the Cyclones?
Yeah, no, I'm in total agreement with your previous caller. Naz needs to stop shooting the three. Let Monte Morris, let Burton. They are the leaders of this team, and we need to let them go. And Naz needs to stop shooting the three.
Well, his specialty is the three, so he is going to shoot it, but I do agree he needs to take maybe better shots. A lot of his shots are kind of fadeaways off the dribble or deep threes. They need to set him up for better shots, or he needs to start taking the ball to the rack a little bit. See that step back right there? I know it was the clock's winding down, but I also think he needs to start taking the ball to the hole.
You do have to know how your game is being or how you're playing in the moment. If you're not shooting well, pass it up. But it's early on in the season. You've got to get Naz right for conference play and tournament time, and knowing Naz, he'll be ready.
Time for lookalikes with a local connection. Old Spice judges. Jeff says Hawkeye fan Tom Arnold looks like Indiana basketball coach Tom Crean. Old Spice?
That's good.
Yeah, that's a good one right there. That's a really good one. Ben says Cooter Ray looks like Eli Manning. Both are, according to Ben, both are mouth breathers. Old Spice? That picture of Eli pretty much does it in.
Who could possibly find something wrong with the good old red kettle? Huh? Who? Oh, me. Next.
Follow us on Twitter, at SoundOff13. Tony writes, Jock came back to better his draft stock, and from the looks of it, that's all that is going to happen this year. Hashtag and no defense.
Mike writes about Cyclone basketball, focusing on D in practice. D is much better. Guess what isn't? offense. Focus on your strengths or your average at everything.
The holidays are cheerful, happy time, all about giving.
What a surprise. That's what's bugging Andy.
Guys, tis the season to be jolly, to be merry, and to be made to feel like a horrible, heartless jackass every time I enter a store right now. Salvation Army, I love you. Everybody loves you. But we have got to work something out pronto. I don't have any cash. I have money. Yes, I have money. But if I ever have any cash these days, it's because I'm headed to the car wash or the sweet corn stand. I would put that cash into your red bucket, I swear. I am not the guy who just happens to get a call on his cell phone just as he's approaching the bell ringer outside the fairway. I'm not the guy who doesn't notice the red bucket because he's distracted by the sign on the window reading bananas, 79 cents a pound. It's just that I don't ever carry any cash these days, and I'm hardly alone. Yes, I will get some when I'm at the register and give it to you on my way back out, but that doesn't save me from those initial steps of humiliation on the way in. Salvation Army, I think I can safely speak for the rest of humanity here. Help me help you. This is a new era here. Cash, checks, stamps, landlines, they're going the way of the dodo here, all right? You must evolve or prepare to move into a glass case at the Smithsonian. Same goes for the offering at church. Reverend, pastor, father, rabbi, let's pray for some technology here so we can offer up a debit card in the pews. No one likes the feeling of following your heartfelt sermon with the guilty no-look pass to the plate. Manhattan Deli, I'm talking to you too. Plastic, guys. I love you. I could eat three bath towels and still find room for one of your veto sandwiches. But quit making the nice lady at the cash register explain to everyone that the vintage photos on the wall aren't the only throwbacks in your store. Take that plastic. Look, if parking meters can do it, so can you. There are options, I'm sure of it. And if people spend more with a card, they'll give more with one too. Thank you for what you do. But it's time to do it differently so you can do it better. And so the rest of us can avoid the red kettle blues. I'm Andy Fales, and that's what's bugging me.
Well said, Andy. Up next, more live phone calls. Becky, Terry, Jason, Doug, hang on the line. And it is No Shave November, Michael's Top 5 Beards. Sound off next. Like us on Facebook, Sound Off Nation. John writes, don't lose two games and you're in LOL. Simple as that. PSU lost a non-conference game and lost to Michigan pretty badly. Whom OSU beat? So, question mark.
In addition to Penn State not making the playoffs, Todd writes, too late to the party. The fun guy shows up at 2 a.m. Party's over, regardless what he'd add to the festivities.
Who's in your five? Michael, take it away.
Okay, my five favorite beards in memoriam to No Shave November, number five. A little biased here, but it's mine. I had no idea I could be so grizzled. And number four, it's Kimbo Slice.
That's a good one there.
R.I.P. Kimbo. Number three, Brian Wilson, the most intimidating beard ever to grace a baseball diamond.
It almost
looks
fake.
I think he goes with a little
the
hair
black,
dye.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good though. Number two, it's got to be Blackbeard.
Ooh.
I mean, the dude was a pirate.
His name's Beard too.
Yeah, it's all in the name. And number one, President Abe Lincoln, one of only five presidents to go full beard.
No James Harden, whose nickname is The Beard.
Well, are you criticizing my list?
I think you ranked yourself a little too high on that.
Well, I said it was biased.
All right, back to the calls. Let's go with Becky and Bondurant. Also wants to talk Iowa State basketball. Lots of Cyclone basketball calls tonight. Becky, what do you think about the Cyclones?
Well, I wonder if it's bugging any other Cyclones fans that these people that start cannot make 50% of their free throws, and that's why we've lost the last two games.
That is a little bit worrisome. We've seen that with teams in the past. Now, they've said before in years in the past, the Cyclone players, that they'll make them when it counts. But you got to shoot better than 50% if you're going to win some games, because they're not going to be blowing a whole lot of teams out when they get to the Big 12.
Yeah, I think that's maybe down the line in problems for Iowa State right now. Rebounding late in the shot clock and points in the paint, which they've always struggled with. That stuff maybe a little bit more worrisome.
And Daryl Bowie is the one that I think is struggling the most at the line. He's a big guy, so he's going to get fouled a lot. They're going to need Holden and Bowie to step up at the line, because they don't have Niang anymore in the middle that's going to shoot a lot of free throws and shoot a high percentage. They're going to need those guys to step up, and then they need Morris to get to the line a lot and make some free throws as well. So that is a little bit of a concern, but I think what we saw against Cincinnati is they have some other problems as well that they need to kind of fix.
And Cincinnati's good. They're big. They won again today, 7-1. Only lost to Rhode Island.
Yeah.
And Rhode Island played Duke well. So it's not like they lost the game to Nebraska, Omaha.
282-9010 if you want to give us a call. Let's go to Terry in Johnston. Terry wants to talk some Cowboys football. Terry, the boys look like they are the team to beat in the NFC, right?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Who's this?
Terry Grimes. How about my Cowboys? They've been really hot lately, haven't they?
Yeah, they're playing well. What do you like about them?
You guys know Jesus loves you. Come to Maranatha Baptist Church, Grimes.
Well, was she praying? I think she was praying for the Cowboys, too, from Marion Baptist Church in Grimes there for the Cowboys. But Ezekiel Elliott, Dak Prescott, I don't know if that was Cheeser or not, doing a little prank call there, but Cheeser, we appreciate it. Jason in Albia, Hawkeye Wrestling, talking about Hawkeye Wrestling over the football team. Jason, what do you like about Iowa this year?
I'll tell you what, that lineup for Iowa Hawkeye Wrestling is unbelievable. You start with Gilman, you go to Clark. I mean, it is just a crazy scenario.
Now, they have some holes in the lineup, Jason, where they lost a couple to South Dakota State. Do they have enough to make a run at a national title?
Oh, I know, but I'll tell you what, I believe in Coach Brands.
As we should. I think everybody should believe in Coach
Brands.
They've
been in the top five the past couple years, but when it comes to tournament time, the wrestling team has kind of faded into the background, not even really been a contender when it comes to national tournament.
And, of course, has it been 6 years since they won a national title? But for
that's
Iowa,
way too long.
That's way too long. Let's take one more before the break. Doug in Pella wants to talk about David Johnson, the workhorse for the Arizona Cardinals, former UNI running back. Doug, what are your thoughts on David Johnson?
Yeah, I just don't think he's getting enough respect. I mean, he is a workhorse. I'm hearing no MVP talk or anything like that. And now, you know, he's not getting the recognition, and I have a little pecker.
I agree with you on that. I think David Johnson might be the best all-around running back in the NFL. You can make an argument for Le'Veon Bell out of Pittsburgh, but I think right now it's Johnson and Bell as the two best running backs in the NFL. And I agree. I think he should be getting a little MVP love. Cardinals are not having as good of a season as maybe people expected, so that may be why.
Carson Palmer today said David Johnson is the best all-around player in the NFL.
That's high praise.
That'll turn some heads. Maybe that'll get some more attention his way. The biggest thing, though, his team has to win.
Stay with us. More live calls straight ahead. And Michael and I face off. We've already talked a lot about it, but should Cyclone fans be worried? You can always email the show, soundoff@whotv.com. Mark it down. MVP of the Outback Bowl, Ron Colusi. This game has all the makings of a 10-7 defensive bloodbath. Who's hungry for some bloomin' onion? Go Hawks. That's from Lance in Clarion.
No Murph, but we still face off. John, Iowa State has lost two straight games, the latest to unranked Cincinnati at home. Should the Cyclone fans be worried?
Not yet. It's still early. Cincinnati was an off night for almost everyone, but it is clear at times how much they miss George Niang. Last year when Iowa State needed a bucket, Niang would almost always produce. Naz Mitrulong shooting just 38%. We've talked about it. Need to get him going.
All right, Cy-Hawk week. Do they beat the Hawkeyes?
I think they do. If they don't, it's a bad loss.
I agree. Major League Baseball announced the All-Star Game will no longer determine home field advantage in the World Series. Good or bat.
This
you better say good.
One of the dumbest rules ever implemented into the professional sports. Finally, Major League Baseball wakes up and doesn't let an exhibition determine home field. I like the All-Star game, but just let it stand alone as a fun game.
The Jay Cutler experiment looks to be boiled over in Chicago. Bears place Cutler on injured reserve, meaning he likely won't be back next year. John, you're a Bears fan. You sad to see your boy Cutler go?
Absolutely not. It's time to move on. The sad thing is, Cutler is one of the best quarterbacks in Bears history. I'm actually not mad about the Cutler era. The Bears went for it, tried signing an elite quarterback. Just didn't work. At least they tried.
Maybe better than Orton. Tiger Woods returned to the course this week and for the most part played well at the Hero World Challenge. John, you think Tiger's going to be a factor in next year's majors?
I do, and part of that is I really want him to get back to vintage Tiger for a couple more years. Imagine some of those Sunday showdowns. Tiger, Rory, Spieth, Day, Stenson, Phil, Bubba, Ricky, Sergio. Like him or not, Tiger is great for golf. Over, under, overrated, political prognosticators.
Underrated, bold prognosticators. Mm. If the political prognosticators get it wrong, that's our, they have 4 years.
Oh.
Hold hey, boys.
Oh. What is?
1 minute. 1 minute.
That's.
Thank
I think
you,
that's in our office.
All right, quick comments. 1 minute. Tim in Des Moines, Iowa State basketball offense. Tim, what do you think about the Cyclones?
You know, I think we all got to pump the brakes on being negative. I like what I'm seeing with the defense. I think Monte Morris has just got to make the stud shots at the end, and Deontay Burton's a stud.
Tim, thanks for the call. Mike in Ames. Mike, also about the Cyclones. Real quick.
Yes, I was just wondering why Simeon Carter is getting playing time. It seems like he'd be a good substitute for Holden and for Bowie. So.
Yeah, Simeon Carter was suspended for a couple games. He should be back soon, and he will provide a little depth inside. That'll do it for us. We're back next week, and we hope you are too.
We leave you with the sound-off, send-off. The last time Iowa and Florida played, it ended with a terrible call against the Hawkeyes. Chris Spielman not afraid to call out the refs.
Execution. Schlicker. Got a got nice bounce. It's up. It's loose. Hawkeyes got it. Wow. Chandler with the recovery at the 45.
Offside. And the kicking team.
To me, it's unconscionable that close you could make that call. There's the foot on the ball. He has not crossed the line. Are you kidding me?